Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. At this time of year, our lives seem to be filled with deadlines and due dates. Students have papers due, have tests to prepare for, and books to read, and only 1 week left in the quarter. Professors have to correct those tests and those papers. They have to make preparations for next quarter's classes. And staff members need to keep up with the professors and students, and so they too have much extra work to do. And has anybody thought about Christmas? There's only 38 days until Christmas. Well, we might be tempted to say when we are pressed with these deadlines and due dates, what's the use? Why bother? But St. Paul speaks to our plea, to our cry, and he tells us in verse 58 of our text, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. Paul tells us to be steadfast, to be immovable. He says, steadfast, remain firm, remain established in what you already are established in, and that is faith in Jesus Christ. Remain faithful to Jesus Christ. Continue to trust in him to give you all the help that you need. And remain immovable. Or maybe we should better say, remain unmoved. And Paul is really saying here, don't be moved from the position you're in. Be firmly rooted. Be firmly planted. Don't let anything uproot you. Don't let your faith be shaken. Be willing and ready, with the help of God, to withstand the storms of this life. Be strengthened. Be strengthened by the diligent use of our study of God's Word. And be strengthened by consistent use of the means of grace. And then Paul tells us to be abounding in the work of the Lord. Abounding, not just doing enough to get by, not just getting the job done in any old way, but that we are to make a diligent effort to do our best, and that we are to do the work of the Lord. That's what we are to be abounding in, the work of the Lord. We are to do the work that our Lord Jesus instituted. The task that he began needs to be carried on. It needs to be completed. And that task is the spreading of the good news of Jesus Christ to people close to us, to people far away, to people in all lands and in all places. The message has been entrusted to us, and we are held accountable to our Master for it. As our gospel lesson today speaks, the Master will come and call his servants to him, and he will take an accounting. He will check to see how they have done with what he has entrusted to their care. And the work of the Lord goes beyond just the task of spreading the gospel, though a pleasant task it be. The work of the Lord includes all of a Christian's life, because everything that a Christian does should be the work of the Lord. Everything that a Christian does should be for the furthering of God's kingdom. And so Paul tells us to abound in the work of the Lord. He is saying, lead a Christian life, a life worthy of being called one of Christ's followers. And why are we to do it? Certainly not for our own glory, but for the furthering of his kingdom, so that all might hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, and hearing that they might be saved. But not for personal recognition, not so that we can say what a wonderful thing we have done, but that so God might be glorified by him working in us. And when we are abounding in the work of the Lord, we have the promise that Paul gives us. Paul tells us that we should know that our labor, when it is the Lord's work, is not in vain. Success is a certainty. We have already been assured that the laborer will not return from his labors empty-handed, but that the outcome is assured. The victory has already been won. In this 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, Paul goes to great lengths in explaining what that victory is. The victory comes through the suffering and death of Jesus Christ. And because of that suffering and death, the sins of the world are forgiven. And those who have faith in Jesus Christ will be saved. That's the victory that Paul is speaking of. And he says, now all thanks be to God, because he has given us the victory. We need to realize that when we are doing the work of the Lord, that it is a spiritual work. And therefore, the results of that work may not always be visible to us. The Lord alone sees and knows the final results of all of our labors. The Lord alone is able to see the effectiveness of his servant. And so when we ask the question, what's the use? There may not be an earthly answer. There may only be a heavenly answer. So what a great and glorious answer it is. What's the use? So that Jesus Christ might be preached, and that the world might be saved through him. May God grant us all that we need to accomplish that task. Amen.